The colorful way South Korean workers cope with long hours. Working in the country with the world's largest office hours, a growing number of South Koreans are keen on decorating their desks with zeal to bring a little color to their days. At her job as a banker, 35-year-old Lee Joo-hee treasures her small, fairytale-like desk. It's covered in pink products, including a mini humidifier, mini fan, and small air purifier, and a tumbler sterilizer. Pink is her favorite color. She has a pink keyboard. I've been working here for about 6 years, and I've been decorating my desk since I joined this company. On average, I spend 30,000 to 40,000 won per month. But it could be up to 150,000 won if I see any new products. It's not big money, and I feel so good just looking at those lovely items in the office, says Lee. Her pastel display is far from what you'd expect to find in the office of a banker, but Lee's desk is among a growing number of highly personalized workspaces in professional settings, often called desk-terriers. It is a movement to make office space feels like home in a country with the world's longest working hours of any developed nation. Desk terrier is a movement to make office spaces feel like home in a country with the longest working hours of any developed nation. Although the South Korean government cut maximum working hours from 68 hours to 52 hours per week in 2018, with expectations of boosting productivity and encouraging work-life balance, many young South Koreans still often found themselves at their desks. I spend a lot of time in the office apart from where I'm sleeping, says Lee. You often think of the office as a dreary or a stark place. However, my pink plaster desk gives me a fresh motivation because it's a pleasant working environment. I feel comfortable and relaxed with these pink products. Desk-terrier, or formatio of desk and interior, is the act of decorating one's office desk with favorite, adorable items. The term is becoming increasingly popular on South Korean social media, especially among young employees. In a 2017 poll of 788 workers conducted by the job search engine Job Korea, 44% of women and 29.7% of men said they thought of themselves as a so-called desk-terrier person. The trend is especially popular with millennials. 44.6% of people in their 20s and 36.5% of their people in their 30s identify with the trend, compared to only 26.9% of respondents in their 40s. Ra Hae-sung, a 30-year-old sales manager in Seoul, decorates her desk with action figures from Hollywood movies. Whenever I get new action figures, I bring them to my office instead of displaying at home because I spend much of my time at work. She says desk-terrier is not just about having a pretty workspace, it also helps her to work more efficiently. It feels like I have my own room at work. My job involves searching for new products and introducing them to customers, so I need to be creative. A multicolored desk decorated to my taste inspires me to think creativity. Sales manager Hae-young Ra, 30, has a Hollywood theme for her desk-terrier, particularly adding a new action figures when she buys them. Expression of individuality. As interest in desk-terrier has grown, a new market for quirky office supplies has emerged. There are wireless keyboards, laptop stands, colorful desk mats, sitting cushions, mood lights, action figures, wrist guards, small plants, and air refresheners. You can even find mini water purifier and small vacuum cleaner for desks. Many of them have cute characters to appeal to young South Koreans. I think desk-terrier is about showing who you are in the everyday ordinary workspace. In the Job Korea survey, 68.8% of office workers said they were interested in decorating their work desk. It shows more than 5,000 South Korean Instagram posts sports the tag hashtag desk-terrier to show off photos of unique spaces. Adverts for related special IT office products also appear in search, targeting the desk-terrier demographic. All pink works for Lee, but others will go for other motives depending on their preference and likes. I think desk-terrier is about showing who you are in the everyday ordinary workspace, says Lee. On average, banker Joo-hee Lee, 35, spends 30,000 to 40,000 won per month. but may spend up to 150,000 won. Finding small happiness. In South Korea, hard work is virtue. South Koreans work on average 2,024 hours per year, 270 hours longer than the OECD average of 1,746 hours. Lee Hong-un, a professor of design engineering at Sungshin Women's University in Seoul, says that the desk terrier phenomenon is more than just a way to reduce stress and make the office more comfortable. Rather, is emblematic of a shift in how people approach work, especially young people. Korea is now undergoing a significant change in terms of work environment. As work-life balance becomes a big social issue, more people prioritize personal happiness as much as their performance at work, she says. I think desk terrier comes from a tendency to seek relaxing a personal space amid hectic daily routine. And desk terriers have made it clear that the younger generations are more willing to try and modify their workspaces as South Korea rolls with this change. Still, not every generation quite understands the trend. In Lee Joo-hee's office, her male bosses in their 50s think her desk terrier is just too much for a conservative financial field. But the rest of her young colleagues love Lee's choices, and that's good since her pink desk terrier isn't going away anytime soon.